This is a podcast from the Queen City Podcast Network.
A new report from Zillow has Charlotte listed as the country's hottest housing market. We're asking a realtor why the Queen City is at the top of this list and what the housing market will be like in 2023.
There are businesses coming here. There's so much construction, so much development, so much interest in what Charlotte's going to be and what it can do. The Charlotte market is very resilient.
This is WBTV's Good Question. We are joined now by Trent Corbin, founder and CEO of the Redbud Group at Keller Williams South Park. Trent, thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. First things first, tell me a little bit about what you do and how long you've been in real estate.
Sure. So I'm the founder and CEO of the Redbud Group. Like I said, we're affiliated with Keller Williams South Park. I've been doing this. I've technically had my real estate license since 2009, but I've been in the brokerage business since 2013. And I started the Redbud Group in 2015. We've had a pretty significant trajectory of growth, and we work closely with Zillow and Realtor.com to leverage their platforms to grow our business.
Absolutely. Big news last week, Zillow coming out with this report that named Charlotte the hottest market in the entire country. What was your reaction to hearing that was going to be the case?
Well, I slipped them a couple hundred bucks to do that. That was I was really happy to see that report, and our Zillow rep that we interact with frequently, her name is Adley, reached out to me and shared it with me, and so we got an early look at when it was going to come out, and I told her, I said, this is great news. That said, from what we have been seeing in the market, it wasn't entirely surprising, because we have seen, you know, even as obviously interest rates have had an impact on demand to a degree, but what it seems to be happening is we're in what is a needs market more than a wants market. And so the people that need to buy are still buying. And there's a lot of people in Charlotte that still need to buy a house. The demand that was, that did get consumed by the interest rate growth seems to have been offset by the fact that people who were considering selling their houses also dropped. So not to get too deep into an Econ 101 conversation, but effectively the magnitude of the demand and the supply seem to have moved almost in lockstep, and it hasn't had that material of an impact on price, that at least not in a way that suggests that what we've seen is anything other than seasonality. And so seeing what Zillow's come out with, which suggests that Charlotte home values are actually projected to grow in 2023, was great news and supported what we had been seeing anecdotally.
Yeah, absolutely. I think anybody who's lived here or even just visited Charlotte would say, yeah, it's a nice city, but you know, the hottest city the hottest market in the entire country. You know, what do you think has attributed to that?
Well, I think there's a number of things. You know, in part, we for the demand that is here and is continuing to come to Charlotte, because people are still moving in a net gain into the Charlotte area. We don't have enough housing supply to support the people who are planning to buy homes, and that allows those prices to hold up. Whereas cities who are maybe oversaturated, like the larger metro areas, San Francisco and Vegas, and some of the markets in Florida, may not have that same experience. Charlotte's still a very attractive place to buy a home. It's still relatively affordable on the national scale, and that in conjunction with just the employment, the employers that are here, the amount of job growth that's occurring here, and the pace of home value appreciation has contributed to what I believe is, I have to agree that's going to be supporting their projections.
Absolutely. I know you've been in real estate, you said, for a little while now, since 2009, at least, when you got your real estate license. What have you seen in the Charlotte market in terms of change?
Well, so great question. When I moved here in 2005, I started at what was then Wachovia and had a pretty close, I wouldn't say quite a front row seat, but a pretty good seat when it came to the economic collapse, being in the banks at the time. And that was actually what got me into real estate, because the home values evaporated, and I had moved here because I wanted to be a part of a city that had a growth story yet to be told. And it seemed like that was where Charlotte was in the early 2000s. And so when that all kind of came crashing down, my friends and my colleagues and I had all purchased homes and condos, and now we couldn't afford to get out of them. But those of us who held on to them found very quickly, and in a way that I believe performed better than most of the national market, the Charlotte market is very resilient when it comes to real estate because of its growth trajectory. I don't know that if we had been further along in our growth story back in the early 2000s, we may not have seen such a quick recovery and a relatively lesser magnitude impact from that Great Recession in 08 and 09.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. Why now, you think, when it comes to Zillow naming them, you know, naming Charlotte hottest market in the entire country, you know, why not 10 years ago? Why not, you know, 5 years from now? Why do you think now is the perfect time for Charlotte to be the hot market?
I would have to say that if you zoom out and you look at the other cities that have gone through what seems to be happening to Charlotte now, a lot of their story has now been told. So if you look at the Nashvilles of the world, the Austin, Texas of the world, you know, they had this big run up and this massive growth. And Charlotte hasn't, in my view, had its day in the sun. I think from the time that I decided to come here in 2005, just wait to see what Charlotte's going to be has been the story we've told. And I think we're only now getting to that place where we're saying, you know, we're here. This is, you know, there are businesses coming here. There's so much construction, so much development, so much interest in what Charlotte's going to be and what it could do. I think now is our story, right? And so I believe the reason that Charlotte is in part has the opportunity to be the hottest market in 2023 is because, as with so many things, it's relative, and relative to some of these markets that have already had that run up, their pace of growth is going to be slow or perhaps even negative. And then some of the others that have just been longstanding giant metros really struggle in these turbulent times. And so again, Charlotte just seems to be resilient, and it's resilient at a time when everything is falling in place for it.
That was a fantastic answer, man. I really liked that. I'm curious, I don't know how many, you know, people who are moving to the area you get to talk to, but from those you have spoken to, why are folks coming here?
Well, you know, if you play any golf, if you're out on the golf course, it's the weather, because I can't tell you the number of people that I run into playing golf or otherwise that say, you know, I came here from Ohio, or I came here from Michigan or Wisconsin, and it's amazing that I can be out here on January 2nd playing golf, you know, and be wearing a short sleeve shirt. It doesn't really happen in other places. So I think Charlotte has a lot going for it in just the weather. We also don't have the challenges that a lot of the coastal southeastern cities do. We're not susceptible to hurricanes and things of that nature. And so we're in this very interesting place where there's high affordability, great weather, tons of job opportunity and just economic opportunity in general, and minimal impact from things like hurricanes that might affect you if you're on the coast in South Carolina, Georgia, Florida. So we're just really well positioned to capitalize on the market in good times or bad. It would take a lot for me to see those same people that I'm having conversations with change their tune and say that Charlotte is not as appealing as it was to them, because all of those things that are happening are fundamental. They're not one-time events. This is fundamental to what Charlotte is and who we are as a community.
Yeah, absolutely. We know the last couple of years it has been difficult for some folks to get a house, and now we've heard about, you know, the rates being raised and how that would change things. Do you think it's going to remain hard in Charlotte to, you know, find and buy a house that's ideal?
I do think it will remain difficult to find and buy an ideal house. Yes. And by that, I mean, what we're seeing is homes that are priced correctly, they're prepared appropriately. They're marketed well, still attract a large number of buyers. They still have instances where people are going over asking price. That said, those are the ideal homes. That's what everybody wants. And people, you know, they are paying a higher price today than they were 2, 3, 4 years ago. And their cost of capital is higher because mortgage rates are up. So the buyers are more exacting. They want what they want. And if they, and tastes, while specific and individual, tend to also be at some level universal. So the thing, if you're out shopping for a home, the house that you love, there's a good chance a lot of other people love it too. And so you're all going to be competing for those high quality products in those great locations. Whereas a home that is not priced correctly, that is not prepared to sell, that is not marketed well, that's going to linger on the market. And that's where you see people trying to find opportunity and underbid and offer, you know, lowball pricing and try to find that opportunity. What's interesting too is that despite higher mortgage rates, there are some products in the market now that are allowing people to effectively buy themselves some time. The general zeitgeist is that mortgage rates will likely have to be mitigated to some degree, either perhaps as early as later this year, but certainly in the next 2 or 3 years, that we may go too far in the other direction. And so there are mortgage products out there like the 3-2-1 buy downs, the 2-1 buy downs that effectively let you be in the home that you want at an effective rate that's much closer to what you saw in the last, you know, 2 years or 1 to 2 years ago. And so that is also creating additional competition, right? People, even though rates are higher, the people who are working with agents and mortgage lenders that are familiar with these products, they can come in armed with something that's a lot more attractive that allows them to still make strong offers in the marketplace. And you might not have to make 4 offers to win one, but you might only have to make 2 or even 1. But those people that are wanting to make offers are still making offers out there, and they're still competing for the same high quality product.
So even though obviously home values have gotten super expensive, and the rates, you know, have gone up, you're still seeing a lot of people who want to buy houses here in Charlotte.
Absolutely. We had our strongest week of new accepted contracts last week, which is the second week in January, which from a seasonal standpoint is usually not a great time for us from a volume transaction standpoint. The last time we had a week like we had last week was in August of 2022, which is a very hot time in the market. So that kind of anecdotal data, to see that in January, is suggestive that we're actually going to have a pretty strong spring market, in my opinion.
Wow, man. Mortgage rates. You guys have any expectation that they will start, you know, coming back down or continue to come back down?
Sure. So as you know, mortgage rates are the result of trading on a secondary market. So they are related to what the Fed does, but they're not directly related. So mortgage rates went up in the anticipation of the Fed being very aggressive in raising rates back in summer and fall. And what we've seen in the last several weeks is they've come down a bit, and they've sort of leveled out in this sort of 6.25 to 6.5% range. And we've even seen some buyers get inside of 6%. So 5.75, 5.9, things like that. So what I believe is going to happen is, as the Fed, you know, we hope based on the recent CPI print that the Fed is going to, come February, raise rates 25 basis points. So that's relatively baked into mortgage rates. If that happens and they indicate where they intend to stop, the mortgage market is looking for that certainty, right? People care about mortgage rates, but generally people are sophisticated enough to say, well, if rates are up, then my, you know, what I'm getting by putting money in the bank is also up, and it all kind of comes out the wash. And if rates come down, I refinance. If rates go up, I got in early, and that's great. What's causing problems right now is uncertainty. And so the more the Fed relaxes, the more even if they just stop and hold, even if they don't bring rates back down, if the Fed just provides that certainty, says we're going to stop, like we said, at 5.1% or wherever they ultimately deem is appropriate, the certainty in that will allow mortgage rates to stabilize and will allow people to adjust psychologically to that new norm. and just get back to business. And the people who are in the market are still very qualified, regardless of whether the rate's 4.5% or 6.5%. They just need to know where this is going to stop. If the Fed's going to raise rates forever, they're obviously going to collapse everything, and that would be problematic. But we don't see any reason that they would do that. They're smart enough to avoid that to large degree. And so we would expect them to stop here in the next, first half of this year, and that certainty to allow people to get back to a level of comfort that lets them continue to buy homes.
Gotcha. You kind of mentioned that Charlotte, is entering its story where the hype has been kind of building, and now we're kind of reaching that point where Charlotte is the hot place to be. Any reason to believe that would fade quick, or is this going to be a hot market for a while?
I'll answer this two ways. Okay. The first way is I bet Zillow has a different hottest market in 2024. I imagine that there will be some market out there that they deem to be hotter than Charlotte. I would love to see it, 2 years in a row. That said, knowing what I know about Zillow's research and what's happened in past years, they tend to adjust every year. But with that said, I don't believe that means Charlotte's story is over by any means. I think we may have a slightly lower growth rate than some other MSA, but I don't believe that we are going to see a slamming on of the brakes by any means, and anything that would upset, barring some black swan event. I don't see anything that's going to slow Charlotte's pace of growth down. We again, plenty of people moving here, plenty of opportunity, plenty of economic opportunity, lots of development, lots of good, smart, transportation plans and things that are happening over the next 30, 40 years that I think bodes very well for Charlotte and the surrounding markets.
A lot of people would love to hear that. You just mentioned, that you think it's going to remain difficult to an extent to get that ideal house. Any advice for buyers and any advice for sellers before I let you go?
Sure. So I'll start with the buyers. The best thing you can do as in buying a house is have a high quality realtor and a high quality lender, somebody who is active in the market, who works with lots of clients, has great reviews. Those are going to be the people who are most aware of where you can negotiate, what the opportunities are within each house, what you're going to run into, and what mortgage products are out there. Having that high quality lender to make sure you get into the right product, that you're not in something that's going to either put you in a bad spot or is packed with a bunch of hidden fees and stuff like that. Those are all things you want to avoid. And when it comes to buying, if you do go through one of those buy down products, the 3-2-1 or the 2-1, which I don't want to get into the details, but they're not the same kind of high risk product the ARMs of yesteryear were back in 06 and 07. These are fixed rate products that you're just buying down a couple years of the rate. If you're going to get into that product, remember what you need in that is cash to buy that rate down. So in your negotiation with a seller, I would recommend you focus less on the price and more on the cash credits you can get to help you get into that lower rate for the next 2 to 3 years, which will alleviate some of your monthly cash flow pain without you coming out of pocket for it. It's a clever way to benefit yourself, because the difference in a price and 30-year mortgage isn't going to move the needle much. Somebody who's familiar with that product can have those conversations, can make sure you're working with the right lender to get done what is best for you. And then when it comes to selling, talk to your realtor, but don't, the market of 12 months ago is not here anymore. You cannot just stick a sign in the yard, price wherever you want, and hope to get 10 offers. It just doesn't happen. And you're not going to get these crazy offers with 30 grand over asking and $20,000 of due diligence money and all this crazy stuff we had to do 12 to 24 months ago. What you need to do is you need to be cognizant of exactly where the market is, talk to your realtor, and price a little bit conservatively, because that's going to be perceived as opportunity in the market for buyers, and you will attract more buyers. And your best opportunity to optimize your price is to have multiple offers, or at least multiple interested parties, so that you have some leverage in the negotiation. If you overprice, if you don't do enough to prepare your home, your home's going to sit, and people are going to smell blood in the water and they're going to start lowballing you, and that becomes a vicious cycle.
Great advice there. Anything else you'd like to add before I let you go, man?
No, other than go Charlotte FC. I'm looking forward to another great season. I think that's a big part of our hype story right now. And we were fortunate to be the official realtor partner for Charlotte FC in their opening season. So we're excited about the next season kicking off here in about a month.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Trent Corbin, founder and CEO of the Red Bud Group at Keller Williams South Park. Thank you for taking the time to chat with me.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jack Vandertal. Special thanks to Jamie Bowl. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz and Maria Delgado. Production coordinator, Taylor Robinson. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios in Uptown Charlotte.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.